Thank you, Lord, just how good you are. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us ears to hear you, or you've given us all the same equipment. And I pray today, Lord, as we just spend time in your word, and we're saying yes and amen to what you're doing within us, conforming us into your image. Lord, we want to be like that in our thoughts and our actions in every way. So Jesus, take the written word, and we're saying as the living word, Lord, and just minister to our spirits, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All righty. It's a little brief word here. It's been just seeing in my spirit pretty clear this morning. James chapter 3. So I just immediately thought, it's got to be something about our tongue or something, you know. Great scripture there, because it's just the power of words, and the power of words released, and meant a lot to them, because as their thinking was, the Jewish people as Old Testament Christians, there was such power in a blessing. There was just, I mean, you really got to be the voice of the Lord, and you spoke blessings over their life. It was something that we release over them. And in the whole context here, he's talking about, you know, these guys were, they were cutting each other up with their tongue and just using it as a awful weapon. And so he just telling them, hey, this is power in this. And then he goes on about, you know, a fountain shouldn't send out both fresh and bitter water. A fig tree doesn't produce olives, it produces figs, and just about, just kind of helping us see, you know, just one little word I've seen just brought inner healing to people, where words spoken to them changed the course of their life, or in a negative way, you know, or they just, you'll never, you know, amount to anything, things like that. And this kind of, we come into agreement with that, and we have to break all that. We know that. But this is what I really kept feeling the Lord was saying is, in the days to come, we're going to really need wisdom from the Lord on how to weather this, or how to, we say weather out the storm, but how to steer in the midst of it, right? Because I just think the Lord is just saying, ask me for wisdom, because you're going to need wisdom going into this next season. It's just so important. So we know that in James 1, it talks about that. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And that word wisdom there means clarity. If any of you lack clarity, ask me, and I'll give you clarity. It says generously, without reproach, meaning without anything you've done or hadn't done. He's just going to give it to you, right? And it'll be given to him. Let him ask in faith without any doubting. And asking in faith is asking about this wisdom without doubting, and the Lord will give it to us, right? But then it says in James 3, this is where I want to focus here today. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds and the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and lie against the truth. Or don't try to cover it up. This wisdom is not that which comes from above, but is earthly, natural, and demonic. And we hear that all the time, you know, there's two wisdoms, right? Either the wisdom from God or the wisdom of the world. And we want to stay away from that one, right? Because it's earthly, it's demonic. We speak out of, because he goes on to say, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there's disorder in every evil thing. Because what these people were speaking out of is their own jealousy and their own ambition within the body of Christ to gain position, right? Even if it meant, you know, if I wanted Joseph, I want to do what Joseph's doing, so what I'm going to do is just tear him down, right? Not from above is what he's saying. That's not the wisdom from above. But I think when we talk about the wisdom from above is, you know, hear that a lot in teachings of fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, where there's words of knowledge, and that operates here a lot every day. You get a word of knowledge about that person or something going on in their lives, and or about a healing that they want. But the wisdom is kind of answers. When we get a word of wisdom, is kind of the answer a person needs, or this is how to walk this out. So when it talks about the wisdom from above, it is just like getting the mind of Christ the heart of God in an issue? Because I tell people that all the time, and I really believe this, that in any and every situation, there's the ways of God to walk in. Why it's so important to me, as Moses prayed, that we are asking the Lord, Lord, I want to know your ways. I want to know you. I want to know your ways in this situation. I want to wait on, even if I have to wait, you know, I want to wait on your ways. I want to walk this out with godly wisdom. Then it says, wisdom from above is first pure. The word that means it's uncontaminated, holy. Same word that we get the word holy from is the same root word here of this pure, right? So the word of the Lord to me is going to be uncontaminated, holy, right? That's really good. Then it's peaceable. Almost the word means it's really from two words, loving peace. When the Lord gives you a word of wisdom, there's always clothed or wrapped in bringing peace in situations, right? Not causing further division, to bring peace. Blessed are the peacemakers for, what does it say? Blessed are the peacemakers for theirs is kingdom of God, right? Kingdom of heaven. So that's pretty good. Blessed are the peacemakers. And I learned a long time ago about the difference between being a peacekeeper and a peacemaker. Peacemakers bring the peace of God. Peacekeepers like, I'll just keep peace, whatever. Let's just shut them up, do whatever we got to do. That is more about me, right, or that person. So when the Lord just gives this wisdom, and I think this is going to be really, really critical in the days ahead, is just bringing peace, peace of the body of Christ, right? Gentle, mildness, that word just means mildness. It comes from two words, meaning unfitting and fairness, equitable, mildness, gentle. You know, Jesus talks about that. Blessed are the meek, or the gentle, they'll inherit the earth. Don't know what all that fully means other than, you know, the Lord is speaking something. There's a humility of gentleness about it, right? Have you ever found that to be true? The Lord speaks, it just does something like that. They're just so, all right, Lord. So what I'm saying is when we get these words, just make sure they fit in into these categories. You know, that's how we learn about giving prophetic words. All prophetic words have got to fall into encouragement, consoling, exhortation, you know, those three things that Scripture talks about. But I just think the Lord's going to be really releasing this. Reasonable. That word reasonable means just ready to obey, right? Stirs up in us just ready to obey. Because we ask the Lord, He'll give it to us, the wisdom, but then we got to be ready to obey it, right? I really like that one. It's reasonable. Just full of ready to obey. Here's another one. It's full of mercy and full of good fruits. Full of mercy, and that word mercy here is it's just full of covenant loyalty. God's covenant with us is full of His loyalty, covenant loyalty, faithfulness to us. Words coming, just full of mercy. Think about that too. Want to speak, and the Lord is saying, you know, let, you know, listen, we got 2 ears and 1 mouth, listen, learn to listen, right? And if what am I speaking or I'm posting something, it's got to be full of mercy, right? Even if it's something, if there's mercy just as an invitation for you, for that person. Experience just the God's loyalty, His faithfulness to you. Full of mercy. I love that. And it's full of fruit. Full of the fruit of the Spirit, right? It's full of the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, the wisdom from above. Does it fit? Does it seem to fit into that, Lord? You know? Bearing good fruit, the fruit of in our union with Christ. Unwavering. Again, that word means just undivided and without uncertainty. There's a certainness about, right? It's not uncertain. It's a great word or whatever that I need in that moment, and it's not going to cause further division. Okay? So if I've got a word and I think it's from the Lord, but this word's going to cause further division, don't speak it, right? And without hypocrisy, right? Free from, that word kind of means this, is free from any hidden agenda, my agenda, or right? It's free from that hidden agenda. It's all about His agenda, right? What God is going to do. Then it tells us, in the seed whose fruit is righteousness, sown in peace by those who make peace. But it's giving us a word picture here. Wisdom from above, when spoken, is sown in peace, right? And it's sown in peace, it'll grow up, the fruit will be peace, right? So I just don't know why it's like a real strong word to me for us that put that as part of your daily prayer. Lord, give us wisdom. You know, when we have to, I talked about this the other day, when you're having to seek the Lord and get wisdom about how to do all this, you know, how do we gather and not scatter, and how do we walk in the way, you know. And every single time there's an answer. God just gives, you know, here's what I want you to do. I want you to walk this out. And it's always so cool. You know, it just fits right in here. Lord, it's just awesome, right? So the days to come, especially in January, and it's going to be some tough times. What I mean by that, there's just going to be, you know, prophetically, a lot of people are saying January is going to be where the enemy kicks up a fuss. So we need wisdom how to walk these things out. Amen. And dealing with each other. So, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I just pray that, Lord, we're all full of that, Lord. We're full of the Holy Spirit, and we got the wisdom of Christ within us. What an amazing thing to have that, the one who created the universe living within us. So, Lord, thank you. Pour out your wisdom on us and as to walk this out. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.